Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and Michael here. Hi Michael.
Hi Jo, it's good to be back on and doing something on the channel together again, isn't it?
It is. We've had a really interesting topic brought up on the VI Talk group by Jane Connor, and it is about facial expressions.
It is. And the question really is, are facial expressions learnt or are they inherent? Obviously, is it something you sort of pick up as life goes on, or are you born with them?
So my first instinct was that, well, a baby smiles without having to be taught how to smile because they do it before they can communicate, really. Now, I know in some cases they probably see a parent smiling at them, but it is an almost automatic response for a baby when it gets to a certain age to start smiling. But the more complex expressions like scowling and things like that, do we know how to do it? Or if you've been, say, blind from birth, do you use those expressions as much as somebody who can see other people's facial expressions?
Because we were talking about this when it first went on the Facebook, because it actually went on as a general post by Jane, and we actually suggested she puts it on VI Talk, didn't we?
Yeah.
Karen and I were talking about this because, like, smile, yeah, we most people will smile. But the other thing, she says to me, glare at me. And she knows I will glare sometimes, just if a certain thing's said or something like that, and I have this look, which she said, don't do that. But trying to do these expressions, I just couldn't do them. And I can see that little bit. And it's, I suppose, if you don't see them, and if I were going to see someone's expressions, I would be in their personal space, so I'd probably end up with a black eye anyway.
But we'd like your feedback. I mean, it's similar to Michael, I suppose. Rob says, oh, Joe's giving you the look. And apparently I kind of look under my eyebrows and I'll kind of look sideways at somebody. And I don't really know I'm doing it. I just do it. It's automatic for me. If I'm a bit like, you know, a bit upset with somebody, I'll kind of give them this look apparently. And it's quite withering, apparently.
I suppose connected to this as well is that, you know, what do you find when you're talking to people, you know, do you try to smile? Do you try to make what you think is eye contact with that person? Or do you, you know, look down? You know, what do you sort of consciously make an effort to sort of look in that direction? And, you know, let's have your comments on that as well.
Yeah, because I do think that when you can't see, if you're suppose in a group environment and there's quite a few laughs going on, you know, you're having a really good time. As somebody who can't see facial expressions, because I've got no sight now, I have had sight, so but never enough to really be able to see people's facial expressions or anything. So, but if you're having a laugh, and I will smile, but I know for a fact that I won't keep that smile going for too long because I don't want to stand there looking like an idiot, you know, with this inane grin on my face. But I can't look and see if other people are still smiling. And sometimes I think that's quite complicated and quite difficult as a VI. Mm.
I think the other thing you actually said, didn't you, and a couple of people have said, like when if someone is pulling your leg, having a joke with you, if you can see, you might actually get the sense that they are having a joke with you from their eyes, from the expression. But if we only hear the voice, and people say, oh, yeah, you can always tell. But I don't think you can sometimes if people are winding you up or whatever. I think you mentioned that people used to tap. Rob used to give you a tap or whatever.
No, it was when I was very little and my mum used to do it. It was going back to when I was only probably, 4, 5, 6 years old. And you're right, you can't always tell from people's voices. You definitely can't, because some people will say things and they'll sound so straight-faced and, you know, but actually on the face, if you could see it, they'd be smiling or giving you a wink or something like that. That's it. A lot of people wink, don't they? We use it on Facebook, don't we? You know, we'll do the little emoticons or whatever they're called. You'll put a wink or a smile so people know that it's written there, you know they're having a laugh. But when you can't see people's faces, that they're having a laugh with you. And my mum used to tap me on the knee, and that was, for me as a little girl, was a sign that it was okay, somebody was joking.
So it's over to you really now, isn't it? It's you know, do get back to us. You'll upload your audio boo responses to the channel. Also, if you want to leave a voicemail, we'll try to get it on the channel as well on 0161 298 8255.
Yeah, so it would be great to hear from you. It would be a good little discussion because I don't think it's been covered very much at all. And thanks to Jane for bringing it up. It really is an interesting one. And I think it's got us all talking within the group and all thinking about it, hasn't it?
It has. And as well as phone, just thinking about that, you can always email them in as well. You know, record an email, record something, just email it in at info@vitalk.co.uk.
Okay, so we'll speak to you again soon.
We will. Thanks a lot and speak soon.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.